Whose boy is that? Our scripture this morning is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6. I invite you to get your Bible or the Pew Bible and turn to Deuteronomy. Now, for those who may not know, where is Deuteronomy, in the Old or the New Testament? The Old Testament, as a matter of fact, it is right after the book of Numbers. I mean, it's almost clear back at the very beginning of your Bible. So I invite you to turn, if you want to Genesis and then Exodus and move on from there. Deuteronomy chapter 6, we'll read verses 4 through 9 this morning. Once you find that, I invite you to close the Bible on your finger and stand with us. Hold that Bible high above your head, and faith is going to lead us through our Bible pledge this morning.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome, Faith. Please remain standing as Will reads Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is the God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord and God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you rise. When you are home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on your doorsteps of your house and on your gates.
Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. You guys did awesome. Thank you very much. I also created some sermon notes for you. Have those been handed to you? Sermon notes? Ushers, if they have not been handed out, would you please make sure they get handed out? Are they? Good. All right. Thank you. Grab a pen or a pencil and follow along, as I like to do, and you are welcome to follow along with that. Keep your Bibles handy this morning. I'm going to be moving through some scripture. Well, because this is Children's Promotion Sunday, as I was thinking about my sermon today, one of the first things that came to mind was something that has become a basic tenet of my life. And not only should you know, since I am preaching to you, but also I think you maybe should take on this tenet as well as you raise your children or have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins, etc.